Thanks. We're gonna take a short break, but we'll be back here in 30. Stick around. A bourbon light ice.
Sounded pretty good up there tonight, Mr. Singer.
Thanks. Yeah, not too bad.
You guys been playing together long?
Known these guys my whole life. I've been in other bands, and sometimes I'll go off by myself for a while, but we always get back together in the end. This place is my home.
And a fine place it is, too, Mr. Singer.
Please, call me Reed. You new here? I haven't seen you around before.
Yeah, I've been here a little over a month now, I guess. My name's Greg.
Glad to know you, Greg. Hit me again and pour yourself one, too, while you're at it.
Don't mind if I do. Thank you, Reed.
Prost.
Here's how.
So, how do you like it here at Singer's? They treating you well?
Can't complain. It's a lot better than my last gig, that's for sure.
Where was that?
I was in radio for a while.
No shit. What was so bad about that?
It's a dying industry. No future in it.
The times, they are a-changing, huh?
You got that right.
So, you tend bar while you're looking for something else, or what?
I don't know, Reed. You tell me.
What, are you looking for more hours? I don't make the schedule, but I can talk to...
Reed, let's cut the shit. You know this isn't real.
What the fuck are you talking about? Of course it's real. This is my bar. I bought it when I was...
19. You created this place when you were 19 and going through your Chicago blues phase. It's your happy place, Reed. This is where your scrambled little brain runs to when things get tough. It's really nice. Any other time, I would love to shoot the shit and play make-believe and drink top-shelf pretend bourbon with you all night long, but I really need you to focus here, Reed.
Who the fuck are you, man?
I'm Stacy's husband. You remember Stacy? You were supposed to be helping her find me?
Stacy. Holy shit! You're that, Greg!
Bingo.
I found you! Well, let's get out of here, man.
No, Reed. I'm not really here. Tribulation still has me, and they're about to get you, too.
What do you mean? Oh, shit, that's right. They found us.
They found you in a big way, my friend. I'm going to be honest, this is not going to be easy for you. In fact, it's going to suck pretty hard, but you need to get through it. Remember who you are, and remember that Stacy needs you. I need you. And when you need to center yourself, get your ass back here. Don't let them take this place away from you.
Where's Stacy now?
I can't tell you that.
Okay, then, where are you if you're not really here?
Can't tell you that either.
Well, what the fuck can you tell me, Greg? Jesus, give me something to work with here.
I can tell you that pain is temporary.
Well, how is that supposed to help me?
Because this is going to hurt.
There he is. Welcome back, Mr. Singer. How is he, Doctor?
Vitals are stable. I'd like to increase the voltage.
In a minute. Mr. Singer, do you know where you are?
No.
That's fine. Do you know who I am?
I don't want to go there.
Doctor, would you remove the mouth guard for a moment?
Certainly.
Your chest. I thought you were dead.
Only when it suits me, Mr. Singer. Tell me, how do you know my name?
I've read your work.
Have you indeed? That's excellent. Having a good, strong foundation should make this process that much faster.
What process? Where's Stacy?
Stacy Carlson is no longer your concern. As for the process, well, you'll be learning all about that soon enough.
What? Tribulation? You think you're gonna torture me for 7 years like you're doing to Greg? I've got news for you, dude. People will notice if I just disappear off the face of the earth.
Yes, Mr. Singer. I am aware that you are a public figure. More or less. As was Dr. Mannion when we first made her acquaintance. This is why you are still alive. Whether or not you remain so depends entirely on how well you respond to our treatment.
So far, I'm not a huge fan. It reminds me of rehab, but at least there we got to smoke.
I'd be happy to provide cigarettes for you later, after the restraints come off. For now, I'm afraid they're on for your own safety.
The ECT is charged and ready at 400 volts.
Thank you, Doctor. Mr. Singer, it's been a pleasure meeting you. I'll be seeing you again as soon as you're ready to go to work. Good luck.
Go to work.
Bite down on this, please, Mr. Singer. Now, I need you to calm down and relax as much as possible. This will be much harder on you if you fight it. Okay? Just breathe. That's it. Deep breaths.
How is he?
Vitals are returning to normal. He's aware but docile. We can begin.
Good. Take him to the theater. I'll check in on the girl.
Just relax, Mr. Singer. Trust me. The treatments are the worst part of the procedure. They'll become less frequent as you progress. These are simply to relax both mind and body, making you more receptive to the word of Magus. Here we are. Let's get you situated, shall we? You know, you're really very lucky, Mr. Singer. Your work puts you in a unique position. We have no interest in modifying your basic personality or behavior. When you leave here, you will be much the same as you were when you arrived. We simply need to make a few tweaks. I assure you, any pain or discomfort you will feel will be necessary, but temporary. All right. Can you understand me, Mr. Singer?
You go.
Good. Then we'll begin.
Welcome to Tribulation. I have gone by many names. Brother Elijah, Benjamin Starling, Zarathustra. But in time, you will come to know me as Magus. You are now a part of mankind's greatest undertaking. The deliverance of humanity from this dying world to the everlasting glory of the next. And as it is written, we cannot come to heaven but by many tribulations. They that in this world enjoy their long continual course of uninterrupted prosperity without tribulation have great cause for fear. For they have fallen out of God's favor. Look within yourself, Reed Singer, and decide. Where do you stand?
Reed, are you okay?
Say something!
Where am I?
Your hotel. They hit us with something over the phone, remember?
Yeah, I do, but...
We can talk about it later. We need to get moving now. They're coming.
But I thought...
Now, Reed, let's go! Stairs, come on!
Stacy, while you were out, did you have any... I don't know, dreams or hallucinations or anything?
Not now, Reed. Fuck!
Now what?
You see that van outside? That's them.
How can you tell?
I just know. Okay, come on. Let's find another way out. Through here!
Hang on a minute.
Reed, we...
It's him!
Who?
Greg, see?
What? Where?
Come on!
Hey, Mr. Singer. The usual?
Reed, what are you doing? We don't have time for this.
Stacy, it's Greg.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is. Don't you recognize him?
No, she wouldn't. You and I have never actually met, Reed. You don't know what I look like.
God damn it. So this...
isn't happening. Never did.
Fuck!
I told you this was gonna suck.
So what am I supposed to do?
Have a drink.
Sure, why not?
What are you doing?
You're still here.
Unfortunately, yes. What's going on?
Relax, Stace. I don't know if any part of you is really here or if this is all just in my head, but you may as well sit down and grab a drink while you can. It's imaginary, but what are you gonna do, right?
What the fuck are you talking about? We have to go before Mannion and my parents and whoever else is...
Your parents? Jess is your dad, isn't he?
What? No, my father's name is David Jeffries.
You are here.
You're not making any sense. Of course I'm here.
No. I mean, you're not just a figment of my imagination. Listen, I don't know your dad's name, right? You never told me until now. So wherever you are and whatever they're doing to you, at least part of your consciousness is here now with me and Greg.
Reed, I'm telling you, this isn't Greg.
Actually, Stace Case, it is.
You know I hate that nickname.
I know. Sorry.
Greg?
Told ya.
What are you doing here? Why do you look like that?
No, this isn't entirely me. We're in Reed's head right now. This is Reed's idea of what I look and act like.
Seriously?
You never showed me a picture. What? He's a good-looking guy.
Anyway, it was enough of a signal for me to lock onto once you were within range, but most of me is still back there. You're tearing me apart, Stacy. Bit by bit.
But why Reed? Why couldn't you lock onto me?
They have you heavily sedated, Stacy. It's a miracle you even made it here.
Bullshit. It's no miracle. You're here because you're stronger than them, Stacy. You're stronger than they think you are. Here, prove it. If this isn't Greg, change him.
What do you mean?
Concentrate and show me what Greg really looks like.
Are you sure that's a good idea? You're barely in control here yourself, Reed.
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. The bottom line is that if anybody has a hope in hell of getting us the fuck out of here, it ain't me. It's you. Just try.
All right. Give me your hands. It'll help ground me.
Okay.
You're Greg. You're Greg. This is stupid. Nothing's happening.
Well, don't look at him, for Christ's sake. It's distracting you. Close your eyes. Greg, tell her something only you would know.
Okay. Do you remember our wedding vows? Stacy and Jeffries, I pledge my heart and soul to you. In the darkness, I will be your light.
In uncertainty, I will be your anchor.
In desperation, I will ease your pain.
Holy shit, I think it's working.
I promise to dream with you, to explore with you, to cherish every moment as it happens, and to build my future with you by my side.
Stacy, open your eyes.
Oh my God, Greg, I've missed you so much.
I love you.
Reed, are you okay?
What? Are you kidding? I've had way worse hangovers than this.
Thank you, Reed.
Let's not get carried away. That was just step one. We've got a long way to go.
Right. And I think the first thing we need to do is find my...
Stacy! What the fuck?
Mr. Singer. There you are.
Oh, shit.
I don't think you're in control here anymore, Reed.
You think?
Thank you for finding my daughter for me. Hello, Gregory. Does Magus know you're here? I'm sure he'll be very upset when he finds out.
David, why are you doing this?
Why? Because it is necessary. Because it is written. You shouldn't be here. Take him out.
David! David!
You killed them. You killed them both.
I sent them back where they belong, Mr. Singer. And now it's time for you to come back.
What if I say no?
I need you to understand something. And the sooner you do, the easier this will be. You cannot say no.
There are many forms of tribulation, Reed Singer. Physical pain is simply the most universal and the most basic. In the days to come, you will experience them all.
You keep leaving us, Mr. Singer. We'll have to try something a little stronger to keep you here. I should warn you. You will feel it when the needle enters your arm. But you won't feel anything after that. There. Now let's continue.
These are the last days of man on Earth. Every book, every prophet agrees. A scouring of the spirit and the flesh is long overdue. The purpose of tribulation is to usher in the end of days and escort those deemed worthy to the kingdom beyond. Your purpose will be to prepare those who will be left behind. You will be a herald of tribulation, and the truth you have sought for so long will at last be yours. You cannot resist, Reed Singer. My words reached you once already. They will reach you again. Give yourself to Magus.
Stay tuned for scenes from Episode 8. Thanks for listening to Tribulation from Zero Mile Media. We're excited to announce that you can now listen to Tribulation on Spotify. Check us out there, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, and anywhere podcasts are found. Or go to thishollowearth.com for more about the cult of tribulation. And please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. It's an easy way to spread the love. Tribulation is brought to you by Listen Up Audiobooks, your independent audiobook store. Listen Up makes it incredibly easy to browse and buy audiobooks in no time. No complicated signups or subscriptions to mess with. It's just like walking into a bookstore on your phone. They carry a wide selection of best-selling titles in all genres, including autobiographies. Check out Ecology of a Cracker Childhood, The World as Home, written and narrated by Janice Ray. Raised in a junkyard on the side of U.S. Highway 1, Ray tells how a childhood spent in rural isolation and steeped in religious fundamentalism grew into a passion to save the almost-vanished longleaf pine ecosystem that once covered the South. Go to listenupaudiobooks.com and use the code GREG at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. That's listenupaudiobooks.com, code GREG. Tribulation was written by Adam Janke and directed by David Markowitz. Recording, sound design, and mastering by Cooper Skinner. Produced by Greg Cooler and David Markowitz. Chris Fogg, executive producer. Starring Lauren Goines, Eric Goines, Trevor Goebel, Kate Kovac, Tom Clark, Janet Metzger, Brian Troxell, Stephanie Willis, Janie Fleming, Ryan Jones, and Fleet Cooper as Magus. Tribulation is a Zero Mile Media production, made in Atlanta. And now, scenes from Episode 8.
They never should have been brought to the same facility in the first place. I warned you about the risk. She's no longer dormant. She's more powerful by the day.
She has no power without control, and she can have no control without understanding. She's still just a child.
She's not. She's been in the world, David, for almost 20 years.
Don't you think I know that? When I think of all the corruption and degradation she's been exposed to since she left, everything we worked so hard to protect her from, it makes me sick.
It's all that boy's fault, Greg. And now he's been able to contact her again.
That was unexpected. But I've dealt with him. Elijah will make him regret his transgressions. Of that, I'm certain.